Tommy Wingles, one of your newest Blackhawks.
Yes.
His first ever goal.
At the United Center.
Yes. Against?
Against Corey Crawford.
That is
Some of us watch every Blackhawk game.
Well, okay, that's a very good memory by you. Tommy, welcome to 720 WGN. That had to be a cool moment for you. New Trier High School in the NHL at the United Center getting your first ever career goal. I doubt you forgot about that one.
No, I certainly didn't. You know, it was kind of tough because at the time we were down in the game trailing, and you know, it's tough to celebrate real hard when you're losing and you score a goal. But I think I gave a little head nod or fist bump. You know, I kind of blacked out afterwards. But I think there were a few fans cheering for it. So an incredible experience that I'll never forget.
Tommy, this is very exciting for me as a Hawks fan and also as a new Trier graduate. You are coming to the Blackhawks, your boyhood team. What was it like to, ink the deal, to know that you're going to be wearing the Indian head, you're going to be playing for the Chicago Blackhawks?
I mean, I don't know how to put it into words, you know. Throughout the process, you know the Blackhawks are interested, and when Stan Bowman calls you and Coach Quenneville calls you, you know, you're kind of at a loss for words. You're kind of... you know, you're anxious and giddy when they're telling you about how you can fit into their organization. You know, at that point, you're like, yes, you know, absolutely, whatever you say works. But, you know, it's incredible that I'm going to have this opportunity. It's truly a childhood dream come true. And, you know, I'm ready to start the season here in July. You know, that's how excited I am.
Tommy, what you're saying just makes me feel googly all over because, you know, being in the media, I talk to media guys all the time and they just get really blasé about doing what they're doing. They, like, lose the love of it, and I can't stand listening to that. And then here are you. You've been in the NHL a while now, but this was like, there's a huge joy in for you getting to come back home. It's not like you've just been jaded by the game and it's professional sports and whatever jersey I'm wearing, that's what I'm wearing. It's just nice to hear that it means so much to you. Maybe you can expound upon why it does mean so much coming home.
Yeah, you know, our careers are so short in professional sports that you really isn't for granted. You never know what's going to happen the following year. And, you know, I think I've seen that the past 2 years. You know, we all play this game to win, and you get a little taste of it and you want to win. But just to see the passion that Chicago has for hockey, you know, to see what the city has gone through in supporting the team for Stanley Cups, you know, to see the growth from the early 90s to where we are now. I mean, it's just, there are so many Chicago hockey storylines that, you know, I just like to put a small piece of my name into it, you know, and I got that opportunity, you know, that those opportunities do not come every day. And when they do come, you know, you can't do anything but jump all over it. So it was a no-brainer for me. You know, like I said, I'm ready to start tomorrow, and I've never been this excited going into a hockey season before.
The newest Blackhawk, Tommy Wingles, on WGN Radio 720, home of the Chicago Blackhawks. We will be at the Hawks convention in 3 weeks. That's going to be exciting, man. You're going to be at the Hawks convention as a Hawk. That's got to be very, very cool. You know, we keep hearing that they're going to move Marcus Kruger. I would expect that you are going to be front and center for penalty killing duties on this team. Is that what you expect?
You know, I think that's a big part of my game. You know, I think Marcus is very good at that. He's a very... very high regarded penalty killer, but you know, I don't know what's going to happen to him. If they do move him, you know, that's obviously another time on the penalty kill. But you know, even if he is there, I think there are other minutes to go around. But you know, I think the penalty kill is an overlooked aspect of the game. It's just as important as the power play. You know, you've got to prevent teams from scoring in there. It just says you have to score on the power play. So it's an opportunity that I think you have to take, you know, 2 minutes at a time and find a way to get to the next one.
Tommy Wingles, one of the newest Blackhawks, will be playing center for your Hawks coming up in 2017. You can see him at the, of course, the convention coming up as well. Controversy, Tommy, are you from Evanston or are you from Wilmette?
I'm, well, technically both. I was born in Evanston.
Uh-huh.
Moved to Wilmette when I was 4. So,
ooh.
So I'd say my birthplace is Evanston, but I'm from Wilmette. That's kind of how I refer to it.
Uh-huh. And what would you know? I graduated from New Trier. Well, graduate, such a relative term. What would you say is tougher, going to the net in an NHL game in hopes of scoring a goal, or taking out a New Trier girl who will appreciate the fact that you're spending your hard-earned money on her?
Jeez.
Is there any big demon in front of the net while you're going to the net?
Always.
Know, those are two tough ones. Those are two tough ones. I think I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Good choice, Tommy. Who was your favorite Blackhawk growing up?
I'd probably say Jim Aronic. He was fun to watch. You know, Dennis Savard was incredible with the puck. You know, they had so many great players. You know, I loved watching Eddie Belfour in goal. Just so many guys that were such a big part of those days. And you know, maybe I'll get the chance to meet in Chicago now.
I think you got a great shot, at least with Ronick's a very busy guy, but Denny will be around for sure.
Savoie Fair is an ambassador. He's there. He's great. He is like the greatest guy in the world. He's awesome, Savvy.
I love Dennis Savard. So hey, Tommy, you're on the advisory board for You Can't Play, which is that's a campaign dedicated to fight homophobia in sports. Are you still involved in that?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's really taken off. I think when we first started, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5 years ago. Now I don't know the date exactly, but I think it needed guys to take huge roles in it in starting it. But it's incredible where it's become now. You know, people on every team are involved. So I think when more and more and more players and teams and leagues across professional sports get involved, you know, it allows other people to take lesser of a role. And I think that's great. You know, it's something that I think can be talked about. And, you know, its goal is promoting safe sports, regardless of race, orientation, and anything. So I think it's a great cause. It's something I'm proud to be a part of. And I think it's done an incredible job so far in the NHL.
Congrats to being involved. That's awesome.
So I want to know how you pulled this off, Tommy Wingles. You know, the Hawks don't have a 57 forever. Then they get Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Then TVR gets drafted, and right before they sign you so you can get your 57 back. How'd you arrange that?
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I think my nephew, that was a big thing for him, that I could keep 57. But, you know, very few guys across the league wear it. In Chicago,
right.
Had one guy that did. But I guess it's just, you know, the way the cards fell here. So I anticipate wearing that number here. Hopefully Trevor's okay with someone taking it right after he left. But, yeah, we'll see.
He's all good.
One of my best friends, head coach at Loyola, John Halsek's born May 7th, and my son Reggie is born May 7th. So they both love the number 57. So I see you doing good things. And, you know, the Hawks the last 2 years have been a little why are you laughing, Carl?
I just love you with numbers. Tommy, can you imagine that you were coming on GN and you learn about Harry's entire numbers timeline of his life? My son. Who else was the other one?
Halsek.
Oh, okay, my bad. I tuned out for a second.
But you know...
I'm glad I know that story now. I won't forget it.
You know, this is, you know, I'm just like a numbers geek. And 50, you know, nobody ever had a number higher than 30. Tony Esposito was 35, and then, you know, you started getting, you know, a few of them. So 57 stands out. But the last couple years have not ended well for the Hawks in the playoffs. So Hawk fans are expecting something a little bit more, and hopefully you're a big part of it this year, Tommy.
Yeah, you know, it's so difficult to win championships, and what the Blackhawks have done by winning, you know, numerous times in the last handful of years is incredibly, incredibly difficult. And I think people need to appreciate that. But that being said, there's no reason why this Blackhawks team can't win it every year. You know, the skill guys they have, the character of players in that room, the coaching staff, the leadership they have is incredible. You know, I think championships and playoff series are won with depth, with your third and fourth line guys finding a way to will the team and be the difference maker. So I hope to be part of that group. You know, I hope to be a guy that can contribute in that sense. And you know, hopefully this team's playing many, many games here into next April, May, and June.
Well, go out and have a great season, Tommy, and celebrate yourself.
Celebrate yourself. If Carm can teach you one thing today, celebrate yourself.
Look, there's 99.99% of us all play sports growing up, and he's in the .001
right.
That actually made it
good enough
to the top. And,
he gets to play for his hometown team.
And now he gets to play for his hometown team. I'm pro, Tommy. You want to walk around pinching yourself for the next month. I think that's cool. But I also think it's cool that you earned this, man. You worked harder. You believed in yourself. And you got there. So I think you should celebrate all of that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate those kind words.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on the ice as Jim Cornelison sings the national anthem. It's going to be a great year, Tommy. We'll see you at the Hawk Convention.
Thanks, Tommy.
Sounds good, guys. Hope to do this again.